So start by seeing at least if you can establish a little bit of a sense of being physically settled. And you can take your time with that, see if there's something still left to be done with regard to feeling like you're situated exactly the way you want to be situated. And we're going to go through the paramitas. And we may as well start with the first one, which is dana or giving. And so you can frame this also as giving. First of all, you should feel as though you are giving yourself the Ferrari of meditation postures. Offering yourself the enjoyment of sitting in a way that's as solid, as upright, as relaxed as you're capable of. And secondly, a sense that you're giving away anything beyond what you can presently achieve with that posture, meaning anything that you could wish for that is out of your reach. Say you wish you could sit a little more upright, or you wish that you could relax that shoulder a little bit more. Well, whatever that thing is, see if you can think of it like an object on a shelf that's just out of reach. And give it away, give it to someone else, give it to everybody else. You don't need to reach for it. It's not yours anymore. Susie is taller than you. She'll get it when she comes by. And if you want, since we're going through them, you might just say to yourself whichever one we're working on with the in and the out breath. So giving, if you want, or dana, or whatever word works for you, just a little reminder. And we'll do the same thing with regard to your state of mind. So, maybe just even your presence here as framed in terms of generosity. Offer yourself the gift of actually being here. And then see if you can do kind of the same thing in terms of recognizing any expectations or demands placed on you for your presence of mind, for your practice, and give those away as well. So, give yourself the freedom to be however present you actually are. Give away any expectation or demand about how your mind should be now. And we're going to go through the other five paramitas as extensions of generosity. So see if you can maintain that kind of two-sided giving. On the one hand, the offering of whatever the quality is as an act of generosity, as an act of giving. And at the same time, completely relinquishing control, possession, demand, expectation. And we'll go on to the second paramita, which is usually, technically, it's ethics. I'm going to kind of abstract it a little bit. I'm going to use the word care. And I guess you can start naturally where your concerns are. So this is not something I think that needs to be really contrived. You don't need to like care hard. See if you can just bring that aspect of generosity to where the world touches you. Where it feels important to contribute something. So our word for the in and the out breath here is just going to be care. Let's see if you can bring that sense of complete relinquishment to care, as in, is care something you do, or is it just a fact about the present moment? If it's not something you do, then it can really, you can really give it away. You can really give it away in the sense that you don't even own it to begin with, do you? The third paramita, I'm still going to translate it as patience. Basically, the capacity to bring that unowned care into domains of suffering. So you can pick a concrete one if you want, or you can keep it abstract. But the important thing is that you're able to be in touch with something in the present moment. It's like you're giving your care wings. You're giving it freedom. Even in situations where it kind of demands to be owned. See if you can get a sense for the inclination of your mind right now, without really assessing too much in terms of evaluation, good, bad, etc. And because whatever direction we could say the mind is inclining in, wherever you're going, we're going to go there energetically. We're going to go on to the fourth paramita. We'll call it vigor. So, however you've been able to orient yourself, well, let's call it good enough, and make the focus now wholehearted engagement with that direction. The fifth part paramita is dhyana. It's we could call it meditation. See if you can forget to do what you're doing. See if your orientation of mind
can just be your mind's orientation. Not a an act that you're carrying out, but a fact. And I don't have a good translation word here, so I'm just going to use the word dhyana. See if this fact can be continuous. Even if it's only continuous for, let's say, half an in-breath. And rather than go too much in depth about wisdom, maybe just a brief inquiry here. Where could continuity be observed from? Is continuity an observable phenomenon? In terms of what is happening now, comparison is not continuity, is it? Comparing this moment with the moment that just passed. That's not continuity, is it? Anticipation is not continuity. Is awareness not just arising? Where could arising be observed from? Wouldn't you have to somehow stand outside of the moment? Is arising a fact, or is it just a feeling you have?